That is an unprecedented increase. And the last time we saw a significant increase like that, it was in the recession, to be honest, between, I think it's 2010 and 2011, when the household survey is carried out. So it's deeply concerning because we want to bring attention to the consistent poverty figures because there's different measurements of poverty. But children in consistent poverty are in the deepest form of poverty in the country. So their parents are earning less than the median, 60% of the median income. And they are probably going to bed hungry several times a week. These would be families where the children don't go on excursions, they never go to the zoo or for days out or birthday parties. And where families really struggled, let's say, for the children to have the right pair of shoes or a coat going back to school. So it's very concerning that an extra 45,000 children entered this form of poverty just in a 1 year period.
And what are the reasons that we're looking at as to why this has happened so dramatically?
So what we think is happening, if you look at the same period, what are the other drivers that impact on families? So it's the cumulative effect of inflation. So if you look at household goods and the everyday essentials, they all accumulate really in 2023 and 2024. You see them at their nearly at their highest rate. And at the same time, the cost of housing actually increases over the same period. This is, let's say, rental income. So if you entered a new tenancy, it was an 8% increase on average. And if you were in an existing tenancy, the increase was 5%. So together, all these things coming together actually is affecting families' ability to put bread on the table and milk on the table. And we know, let's say, that children in rural Ireland in particular, because incomes are lower. So for children in Donegal, for example, we know a lot of those children in consistent poverty, some of them will be captured in Donegal, to be honest, because the incomes are lower and people are much more vulnerable to price increases, particularly on the everyday essentials. And I suppose the other thing, when you look at what the government has done, they have invested in a lot of universal measures, which are very important, such as free school books and hot school meals. But they haven't got the balance right. They didn't put enough in terms of income supports for people on very low incomes. And that might be people on welfare payments or people who are the working poor. They're in low paid jobs and they're struggling to keep their head above water. Government instead focused on top-up child benefit payments for the whole country. Instead, they should have been focusing on the families that were struggling to buy everyday essentials.
And this is all going to have impacts, both physical and mental impacts, on the children that are affected in this.
That's right. I mean, we know that poverty starts with just not having enough money to deal with everyday life. But if you live through poverty for particularly prolonged lengths of time, it has a big effect on children. So we know that very young children, when they're not fed properly, actually they don't feel loved. It really affects how they feel. And for older children, they usually work out their parents are very stressed and they feel a lot of shame about not being able to afford everyday essentials. But they start not asking their parents when they need something. So they might need a school book, but hide it from their parents, or they might know they have a birthday party to go to, but they don't have a fiver for a present, so they hide that from their parents as well. And parents themselves get very stressed. Like you're often not parenting yourself at your best point when you're living every day trying to make ends meet. And we know from our members as well, we would have 150 plus member organisations. Some of them are providing child protection services and welfare family support services on behalf of TUSLA. And they alerted us that they had noticed over the last 2 years that they were going into households and they were noticed that there were huge levels of overcrowding. So there might be two families living in a household. And we know, so if you live in poverty and then you're living in overcrowded conditions, have a huge effect on children. The data shows those children don't do as well in literacy scores, much more high levels of anxiety and stress themselves. And, you know, the child protection risks actually increase for those families. And when we looked at the data to see what impact overcrowding was having, what we realised was the numbers of families in poverty. So about one in four children or one in five children in poverty in Ireland are living in overcrowded conditions. And the numbers of children in overcrowded conditions actually doubled between 2021 and 2024. So what we could see is it's a new hue to the housing crisis, that not only do we have nearly 5,000 children in homeless accommodation, we have nearly one in four, one in five children living through living in overcrowded accommodation. And I suppose the long-term effects from the data, we know that people living in poverty, they don't do as well in school. They generally have poorer health. They have shorter lifespans as a result. And they don't go on to achieve their full potential. The good news is, of course, is actually you can reverse that. It's in really in the gift of the government. If they introduce the right measures at the right time, you can actually turn the tide when it comes to child poverty figures. And there's many countries that have done this in the past. And Ireland is a good place at this point in time to invest in child poverty measures that could make a big difference for children, particularly when it comes to early years education and DESH supports in schools, but particularly for children in rural areas. They don't come up in the DESH programme because the area doesn't have, it doesn't come up in the deprivation index. But we know that they still need the support in school. So what the government should be doing for children in rural areas is investing in non-DESH support. So if the school needs extra money to buy uniforms or provide school meals or summer programmes, or if they need extra teaching support, that should be available to them, to be honest. You shouldn't just get poverty supports from the government because you live in an urban area. It should also be happening for children in a rural area as well.